Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shom, Le'a Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin, Dav Samech Beis. The Gemara, towards the end of Amud Beis, the Gemara speaks about Misasik. Misasik is someone who doesn't have an intention to do something. He's planning to do one thing, but something else happens. So in all the Kol Torah Kulo, and the Gemara brings the example of Shabbos, he's Pater. He didn't have an intention to do that Maise. But if the Misasik was something that he enjoyed, meaning Chalavim Ve'arayas, someone ate something and he enjoyed the eating, or he did Eser Arayas, so then he is Chayav, Sheken Nene, because he enjoyed. Just to point out that this Gemara, which we're learning in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Beis, on Monday Yutes Cheshvan, the same day we're learning that Fiyomi Yerushalmi, Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel and the Yerushalmi speaks about the exact same Gemara. So both Gemaras come together in the same day when Am Yisrael is doing both Tapim. But what is the understanding? What is the reason that someone who doesn't have his mindset, he's not intending to do this Pe'ula, he's still Chayav if he enjoys? Why the enjoyment makes him Chayav? Why he suddenly becomes responsible because he enjoys? So the Achraim discuss it. Rabbi Yitzchak Engel in the Sefer Asvan D'Oraiso in Klal Chov Dalet, he explains it as follows. When someone is misasik, it's not considered to be that he's doing the maise. He didn't really do anything because he had no intention to do it. But when a person enjoys, he's doing an aver and he enjoys it, what the Torah is mocked, but it's not on the maise, not on doing it, but on the enjoyment. A person should not enjoy the chaylev and should not enjoy the arayas. So you may say, misasik means you don't have your maise. But regarding the surim that have to do with hanah, I don't care if you're doing something or not doing something. The ikar isur is the hanah. And a similar concept is brought down here in the Kravitz Shurim by Rochonon Wasserman. The stipler in the Kiddush Yaakov and Shabbos Simon Lamedei, he brings the Asan D'Oraiso and he argues with him, brings Raya that it's not true. Says, of course, you have to do a maisa with no maisa. There's no such concept of chiyuv. And he says it has to be that way because we know that korban chatas can be only when a person does a maise. Why don't you bring a korban chatas when a person didn't do Pesach or didn't do Milo? Because there's no maise over there. So you can't have a chiyuv chatas with no maise. So how can it be that a person is chayav for chaylev and arayas if he didn't do a maise? So says the Kiddush Yaakov, a deep idea. He says, what's the reason the misasik is not considered to be a maise? Because if I don't have kavana, a person doesn't know what he's doing. So the maaseh does not relate to him. The kavanah, the intention, joins the person himself, his nefesh, is called his soul, to the maaseh. Like, what is his connection to the maaseh? Because he wants to do it. If he doesn't want to do it, the maaseh doesn't relate to him. But if a person enjoys the maaseh, so that maaseh relates to him. If a person has an enjoyment from it, so it's not just an external thing that happens that has nothing to do with him. It has to do with him a lot. He has joy and pleasure from this maaseh. So says the Kiddush Yaakov, when a person enjoys, it's considered to be as if he has kavano, even though he did not have an intention. Because the purpose of intention is to relate the maaseh to the Adam. And hana is enough of a way to relate the maaseh to the Adam. And this idea is brought down already in Reb Tzadik HaKohen. Reb Tzadik says that when a person has hana, when he enjoys something, even though he doesn't know, he has no, his own, you know, consciously doesn't know what he's doing, but subconsciously he does know it. You can't say that he doesn't know what he's doing. If he enjoys it, he knows what he's doing. And he goes on to explain that every maaseh, so when the actual maaseh is like the guf, and the intention is the neshama. When a person enjoys, you can't say the maaseh is without a neshama, because he has, it relates to him. So there's some subconscious das that relates the maaseh to him. And the pre-tzadik in Shmini Atzeres O Yislam Adhei, he adds to it. Then in general, a person could say, this maaseh has nothing to do with me. The maaseh happens, but I didn't do it for me. If you're enjoying it, so then you did do it for yourself. Because every anah by definition means he's selfish. He is something for him. So he can't say, I'm not connected to it. So that's a big chiddush that we have, that Arizal says, that Am Yisrael can get to a level that they're doing Suda's Shabbos only for Gdusha. Even though they're enjoying, it's still not for them. That's a tremendous chiddush, because usually when you enjoy, it's for you. You have an intention, an internal intention to do it. That's what the Kiddush Yaakov is saying, that it relates to you because you enjoy it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.